Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of beautiful mortgage discussion here on The Fan, where everyone just looks forward to talking about numbers and math and paying taxes and homeowners insurance and interest. It's the one thing that all sports people always are dreaming of. And so that's why we're here. We're here to share that all with you. And we are TexasLending.com. We've been around the DFW area for about 23 years, incorporated for 20, helping people get home loans. And you need to pay attention today. Today's an important day because rates are moving. Rates have started to move up in the mortgage world as the government prints money into oblivion. And so everyone, eventually, hopefully everyone gets a $150,000 check, and then we won't have a dollar anymore. But that's a whole other discussion. The important thing today is how can we save money today for you and your family? How can you get into a house here in DFW if you're moving in for the first time? If you're buying your first home, if you're a refugee from California or another northern or another state where people are moving out of and moving down here to the South, where it's always warm and sunshiny. always warm and sunshiny. Unless you have a Super Bowl in town, which is about 10 years ago.
11 years ago.
That didn't work out very well in terms of the weather. And this week looks like we are just going back and having some memories of the Super Bowl, Super Bowl week. So we
Bubba, be careful out there, because I'm gonna tell you, driving in here, there's some little freezing rain going on out there, and it is very slick, and especially when you're trying to stop. And
there's black ice too. I mean, because really, I was thinking, look, the roads are dry, but then I started slipping, and I had ice on my brakes, so I was pumping my brakes to get them to, you know, dry up.
Well,
so be careful.
It's gonna get mucho worse here during the day. So make
is
sure
it
you
today. It's gonna be the best.
Well, it's supposed to be icy today, and then the ice is gonna get covered by snow. Mm. So that's gonna be fantastic. So if you are driving around out there, make sure that while you're texting us and driving,
it's
and
a good thing I can walk to work.
Eating, yeah.
Today's weather brought to you by TexasLending.com. Yeah. Overnight low of 19, high tomorrow 21 with a 90% chance of snow and frozen precip.
Yes, so
90% chance.
90%.
If you want that tea time's off for tomorrow.
Yes, well, different. You have to have a different kind of tea, I guess. Some scones with that tea.
Oh, great.
972-387-4600. That's our text line, 972-387-4600. Text us there. We will be happy to answer your questions about saving money. When I say rates are moving up, they moved up an eighth. They're up 1/8 of 1%. So instead of 1.875 on your 15-year mortgage, now if you're paying a point origination, now you're at 2%. Of course, if you're calling the Rocket people, you're already at 2.5. So if you call us at TexasLending.com, our rate's a lot better. So call us. We'll be happy to get your mortgage on your 15-year locked in and loaded, and so that we can get that thing closed. We've doubled our underwriting staff. We expect within 30 days that we'll be back to about 30 days in fundings. Right now we're a little bit longer than that, but that's good. We'll get your loan locked in while the rates are still low. Rates are moving up. The 10-year bond, what is that? That is the rate you'll get paid if you give the government your money for 10 years, the 10-year bond. It's a bond between you and the government. And so you give them money, and they'll be happy to pay you
1.2%. 1.2%?
Wow.
What?
And so you get 1.2% if you give them your money for 10 years. That's the highest it's been since last March when the COVID thing started. So that is the highest it's been. It just breached 1.2 yesterday. When breaching occurs, things happen. They don't usually about face. They get into a new realm. And we might be into a new realm of rates moving. And I would expect the next couple of months, as they start printing these trillions and quadrillions of dollars, that you start seeing mortgage rates move up a little bit. And I would say maybe a 0.5% move in rates coming in the next 2 or 3 months. That doesn't mean they might not come back down later. That doesn't mean by June they might be heading back down where we are right now. Because you still have to have economy. You just can't print everyone money and call that economy, right? So you have to have, with businesses going out of business, no one flying yet, restaurants being still shut down in half the country, you can't just say, here's a bunch of money and call that economy. It's like going and spending $10,000 on your credit card and calling that income.
Right.
You know, so although our government does include their government spending, their government spending is included when you see, what do they call at the end of the quarter? The GDP.
The GDP.
GDP includes government spending. That would be like going home and you make $50,000 a year and putting $50,000 in a credit card saying my GDP is 100. Okay, so you know, GDP.
Our GDP is going to be great.
Now, that's not how GDP works. I oversimplified something. But government spending is part of the GDP. And when government spending is now 30 or 40% of our GDP, that's not things being produced. That's just spending. So be careful what you ask for. We have some things coming up in our country. And hopefully, it's a hope. And a hope that things can come to some calmer, smoother days. In the meantime, get your loans locked in. Call TexasLending.com for getting a cash-out refund. Get your finances in order. You can't print money. You have to pay it back. You could print money, but it's illegal. But you just can't keep printing money. So, no. Yet. And so, I mean, who knows? But anyway, my point is you might have an opportunity right now to get a cash-out refinance, pay off your credit cards. You might be able to drop your rate from 4, 4.25, 4.5. We can share with you how much money you might be able to save. And here's how it goes. You text us. That text number is 972-387-4600. In that text, hopefully your fingers are warm enough to text us, and so that we can read what you text. In that text, you say, here's what my rate is. Here's how much I owe on my home. Here's the value of my home, and here's my credit score. The value of your home, how much you owe in your home, your credit score, and your current rate. We'll tell you how much you can save. Do that same thing. We'll tell you if you can get some cash out of your home. And if you want to buy a home, you just say, here's how much money I have for a down payment. Here's how much money I make, and here's my credit score. We'll tell you how much home you might be able to afford. My friends are here, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Tress.
I was going to say, where?
They call her...
Did you have guests?
Well,
I was looking around.
I have to buy all my friends. I really can't.
Thank you for that.
I have mortgage Tourette's, and I start swearing at people. So, inappropriately, like Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. But we have Tress the Worm here. Hi, is it Tress? How is it, Tress the Worm?
She is warm.
She's got a scarf on, a hat on, a sweater on, and we're indoors.
Well, I have to. We don't have a fence around our yard, so I have to take the dog out for him on a leash. And I did not walk him this morning, but I had to take him out in the yard and wait for him to sniff every square inch of it before, you know, he decides, oh, this is a good place to take a dump.
Ooh.
Hey,
I
dump that, please.
My dogs know that I'm the only one that's going to walk him.
Yeah.
So there are certain days where I just don't feel like I'm going to get out and walk them. Those days include the last 2 days. And they get up and look at me like I just stole their Christmas present. It is unreal. They come up with all these fancy ways of whining. These dogs talk, you know, they have different ways. It is unreal.
But you know, I have been the last 2 days, I have faithfully walked Franklin. All of his walks, I walk him 4 times a day, including a mile walk at the end of the day. So I have a ski mask. And I'm dressed in like 3 layers of pants, 3 layers of sweaters. and my earmuffs, and I take them out. But with that ski mask on, I feel like I should be robbing a bank, you know. But there's nobody out there to stare at me. I'm the only one out there. And I got him a little doggy jacket, you know, that's like fur lined and stuff like that.
Here's my question.
Yes.
If you wear a scarf, do you have to wear two scarves? That's my question. That's the question of the week. So with that, we want to get to your question. We want to get to your text. If you want to text us now at 972-387-4600. Call one of our loan officers. If you're at home when you're waking up, stay in your home.
Yes.
Or don't wake up, just stay in your bed. And we want to help you share with you how you can save money on your home loan with the TexasLending.com. The little company that could, we have several hundred employees. We close nearly 1,000 loans a month here in Texas. And we want to help you get your loan done at TexasLending.com. We want to help you figure out how to save money. The call, if you call our office, it's free, free, free.
Free.
You can call us and
talk to a real person.
A real person.
Not just a, hey, this is TexasLending.com. Leave your message.
A real boy. Oh,
we don't even have a message like that. But that's what it would sound like.
You can talk to a real person at TexasLending.com when you call in. 972-387-4600. Here's the question. Is there any outdoor sport today that isn't canceled?
Hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Street hockey, right?
Curling.
Curling. I love that sport.
It's fun to watch for 5 minutes once every four years.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about karaoke? Oh, that's indoors.
Where you are, they call it karaoke.
Or
scaryoke. Okay, when you sing. Okay, Tress, what do you got for us? Anything?
Yeah, there's something.
Early.
There's something. What? Okay. Perhaps I'm just...
I told you that people's fingers are too cold and they can't text properly.
Okay, well, what do you think it means? What's your interpretation?
Oh.
I
see. Well, all right.
Okay.
So.
What's the question? I can't see that far. It's not really a question.
It's a statement.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's cold?
Well, some people are creative. Mm-hmm. And they're also still hungover. And so sometimes they text certain things in the morning and they're not going to be right on the show. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600.
It has to do with our mom. That's all we can say.
Those Tolos. That's all I can say.
Yes. Yes.
But we do have a real question.
Okay. Real.
Yeah. Here we go. $8,500 left, 5% interest, 670 credit score, $127,000 left on my home. Any need to do a cashback refinance? Wait, they have $127,000 left on the home. What's 800 and...
Says 8,500
left. 8,500
left. They were probably typing in their income or something like this.
5% interest.
Who knows?
Either the value's 127, they owe 85, maybe?
5%. Well, here's the thing.
How about a follow-up?
So they have I think that's her income. They have 5% interest rate.
Mm-hmm. That much we can tell.
And $127,000 in a home. If they drop just 2% of that 5% down to 3%, then they're going to save $200 a month.
They're talking cash down.
Okay. Oh, $127,000 value.
Oh, value.
That's what I thought.
$127,000 value. If they wanted to get cash out, all right, everyone here, ready? If you want to get cash out, then you can get $100,000. Let's just call it $100,000. Is about the money that they could get out of their house. And so
the new loan amount.
Yes, $100,000 would be if they wanted to get cash out. Any need to do a cash back refinance? We don't know if you need the cash back refinance. We just know that with you owing $8,500 remaining in your home, and it worth $127,000, you'll be able to get around $100,000, $101,000, let's call it that.
The value may be more than what you think. That's why you need to call up here so we can put it through, look at our CoreLogic and kind of get an idea of what the value might be, really.
Gary speaks in mortgage lingo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the CoreLogic is a software that we use and mm-hmm. pay for to help us get an idea of what's going on out there. So the CoreLogic might give us an idea of what your home value is mm-hmm. worth. And if it is worth $127,000, the maximum loan on your house after you close on it could be $101,000. 601,600.
Depending on your credit score, too.
So your 670 score is going to make your rate a little bit higher than it otherwise would be if you had a 740 score.
But lower than what you have now.
You're at 5% now. A 670 score might get you around 3% on a cash-out refinance, around 3%, give or take a quarter, depending on how much money you're getting out. If you're trying to get $80,000 out or $90,000 or $100,000, the amount of money you borrow based on the value of your home will have an impact on your rate.
So their question was really, is there any need to do a cashback
refinance?
Yeah, their
rate's going to be, is there any need to do a cashback?
That's, well, that's a question for you.
It depends. It depends on if you're trying to keep anyone in your house happy. You might keep them happy by not getting a cash-out refinance. Mm-hmm. You might get them happy by getting a cash-out refinance. Some people need a pool. Some people don't need a pool. Some people want to do upgrades to their house.
Like put a fence around their yard.
Some people have things to do. So if you need cash to pay off debts and pay off credit cards are at 15 or 20%, you have options now. 972-387-4600. That's our number. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We have questions. We have answers to your questions. Get your questions in now, and we'll come back and answer them here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's with
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. You can always depend on inappropriate Uncle Bubba talking as we come back out of break. It is the standard. It is the gold standard of the TexasLending.com show. And that's why he's inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We are here talking about your home loan and sharing with you how to save money. And you know, we're talking about interesting things. So you may be interested in trying to refinance. 972-387-4600. That's our text line. Let us know how we can save you money. And people always have a question. What's the difference between the rate and the APR? We talked about it, I think, just last week.
Yeah, we did.
But I want to get into it a little bit more because people, if as long as you have closing costs in your mortgage, your APRs can typically be higher than your rate. 99% of the time, 99.9% of the time, if you have closing costs in your mortgage, your APR will be higher than your rate because the government includes some of the closing cost as it's a calculation the government does to say if these closing costs were just rate instead of closing costs, if you just rolled them into your rate over 30 years, here's the rate that you would pay. And so it only includes some of the closing costs. But if you have the closing costs, you'll have a higher higher APR than you do a rate. So most of the time, for example, I see all kinds of things on the internet right now. I see LendingTree quotes 1.98% APR. But you got to look at the fine print. It says for a $400,000 loan. Hmm. Well, pretty much everyone in the country can get you a 1.9. Not everyone. The Rocket people won't. We will at TexasLending.com. But if you're going to get a $400,000 loan with a 740 score and 20% equity, then you too might be able to get a 1.98% APR.
Actually locked one. Yeah.
But you might have closing costs with that. That's why your rate might be 1.875, but your APR would be 1.98 because you're going to have closing costs. Some of you might have to pay a point to get that rate. So there's a whole wide swath of loan sizes, $200,000 to $548,000 at TexasLending.com, where some people might have to pay a point to get 1.875. Mm-hmm. It's going to be harder now. The rates have moved up. They moved up yesterday afternoon, so we got to go online and change our rates. You won't see LendingTree do it for a week. They'll keep that same rate out there, and they'll probably just say they're slow. But the point is you need to know where things are right now. Rates are moving up. And
they're not moving that far up.
The rates are going to be moving within 0.5% in the next 2 months. I would say mortgage rates might move up 0.5%. So you got to get yourself prepared for that. Here's the thing. I would typically throw that full warning and say that's going to happen. Here's the problem with that. The Federal Reserve is buying all the mortgage bonds right now. That's not the U.S. government. It's a private bank. And we don't know what they're going to do. There used to be a free market. And there used to be a market where people would buy and sell mortgage bonds. Well, ever since about 2008, that all got thrown out the window when they bailed out everybody and threw trillions of dollars at the market. Not saying it's good or bad. Since 2008, there hasn't been a free market in the mortgage bond world. Mortgage bonds right now have been being bought by the Federal Reserve. And so you don't really know what's going to happen. The 10-year Treasury bond rate, which is the rate the government will pay you if you give them your money for 10 years, the Treasury bond rate might move up, but will the mortgage rate stay low? Because they might not buy Treasury bonds, but they might buy mortgage bonds, the Federal Reserve. We don't know. So the thing is, with what's going on in the world right now, the 10-year bond is moving up, and the mortgage rates have tiny trickling up. Tress, do you have any questions for us?
We do. We have questions. Here we go. My middle mortgage score is 780, and my spouse's is 656. Our combined gross income is 128 yearly, and monthly debt is 4084. How much of a home can we qualify for, and at what rate?
So look at that monthly income of yours. Hopefully that $4,000 is what shows up in your tax returns. And so take 33% of that, and that would be what kind of house you, in most cases, could typically get approved for. Sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on your other debts. But typically, if you don't have you're not overloaded with other debt monthly, like car payments and other things that show up in your debt-to-income ratio, $4,000 of income would get you somewhere around $1,200 to $1,300. $1,300, let's call it $1,400. I'm going to give you $1,400 house payment is what you could afford. That $1,400 includes taxes, insurance, homeowner's insurance, and your taxes, homeowner's insurance, interest, and your principal. Okay, and so that the principal is the loan amount that you have to pay back, and so when you include all those things at $1,400, you probably get yourself about $190,000 loan. That's probably what you're going to find. It's going to get you about $1,400 a month. I'm doing this in my head, so I don't have a calculator in front of me. But we don't want to have all that preciseness here on the show. We want to be conservative. We want to give you good guidance, and we want to say that you'll probably get a $190,000 loan, maybe up to $200,000 loan for $1,400 a month.
And you're going to have to go. You're probably going to need to go FHA to get a good rate with a 656 credit score.
Well, if your combined income, our combined is 128. Oh, the debt is 4,000. I messed up. I look at the 4,000. I think I might have superimposed what Tress told me.
It wasn't coordinating in my head when you.
No, they make 128,000. Yeah. I only looked at the 4,000. That's their debt. I'm not worried about their debt. Then they make $10,000 a month, so they're going to be able to get a $4,000 a month payment. They'll call it $3,500 a month payment. And on their $3,500 a month mortgage payment, that means they can get themselves a $500,000 mortgage. $500,000 mortgage. And they should be pretty good there. But with a 656 credit score.
That's the spouses.
Yeah, but it says their combined income is.
Yeah.
Might be able to do it.
But his
just
credit
on
score
his.
Is 780.
So on an FHA loan, we have to use the spouse's credit score and their debts against your. Let's say we just use his income or hers. Which spouse is making the money, which spouse in this situation, someone has a 780 score. If we want to use just that income, it has to be a conventional loan, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to do their conventional loan.
Doesn't have to be, but, you know.
And so.
Best loan.
So if you're going to do the combined income and someone has a 656, no matter what loan you go into, VA, FHA, conventional USDA, we're going to use the lowest spouse's credit score for qualifying for the rate. Mm-hmm. The 656 is going to determine your rate here. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba was saying that we have to go FHA with that 656 score to get the best rate. That may be true. Mm-hmm. You can still get a conventional loan. They can still probably qualify for a $500,000 mortgage. Your rate, instead of being 2.6 or 2.5 on a 30-year, would probably be somewhere up closer to 2.75, 2.875 in the conventional realm.
Depending on how much money you put down.
Yep.
I didn't see how much that they had to put
down. So the other thing is on the FHA side, We see really low rates on the FHA side. Yes. They might be getting a rate in the low twos. Mm-hmm. If they with that score of 656, a rate in the low twos. If they got an FHA loan, but FHA loans don't go as high as conventional loans do in terms of their loan amounts. And so give us a call so we can take a look who's making the income. Mm-hmm. If the income is primarily in the person with a 780 credit score, then that person might be able to just be on the loan by themselves, but you both can be on title to the home. I'll say that again. Mm-hmm. The one with the good credit score, and if that credit score also has the income, they can do the loan by themselves, but you can both be on the title of the house. If you're both on title, when you go to refinance it, you go throw the other person on the refinance later on. But for now, we need to look and see who's making the income and where the income and credit score mix comes together. Anything else on that, Booba?
Man, that about – just give us a call up here. We got a great purchase team. I'm going to tell you, those guys rock.
And we're adding more.
Yes.
We will soon be in the dozens of people on our purchase team, and we're seeing it. We locked over nearly $30 million of home purchase loans yesterday at TexasLending.com. That's a good day, and we would like to do that every day for you. And make sure you call us here at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. We will come back. Well, we don't have to take a break now, do we?
Yeah.
Tress is saying I have to take a break.
Yeah.
972-387-4600. Get your question in now. When we come back, Tress will ask your question, and we'll get to the answer. Whether you're buying, refinancing, getting home equity, maybe you want a VA loan or a VA streamline, we can help you with that. Help you get the VA IRL loan or an FHA streamline. There's all different kinds of loans out there. We even have the jumbo loan coming back, and we can talk about that a little bit when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, and I do apologize that you didn't get above a comment coming back out of break.
See, I was good.
It is the standard.
I wish they could have heard your comment.
No.
Well, it is Valentine's Day tomorrow, and we all know as married men that who runs the house. And so it's hard to get a joke in edgewise at the house. So we have to do it, you know, we have to do it in surreptitious places.
Okay.
And so we are here talking, telling jokes. And because we know,
inappropriate Uncle Kevin.
If I did it in front of my wife, that I would have to go to the hospital and have a metal plate put in my head. So
time out for you in the hospital.
Yeah.
So Tiger Woods-itis there, right there.
You know when you're a kid and you sit around on Valentine's Day spend about 7 hours deliberating which card you're going to give to the person you like the most, and then you got to find the worst card and give that to the person you like the least, and then you find the best card, then you have all the cards in the middle, and you got to hierarchy those cards to which card goes.
I slipped a little necklace in there on one of them there.
Man, that is one of the most high stress. It's one of the most high-stress memories of my life is doing that maybe third, fourth grade. Gosh.
And then if you do the little candy hearts, too, you have to sort through those.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, I didn't like those.
Here's the thing. You can't be found out.
Mm.
You know, if you're giving that really good card to that person you like the most and you get found out, that then you can't let your friends know. You kind of got to do it like on the side, like with your eyes closed and looking the other way when you give the person you really like the card. Because if someone sees you giving that person the card, and that might be the same person that's his favorite, another person's favorite. And so it is high stakes. You almost need a delivery person to deliver those things for you.
I lived it.
But you see, my teachers were smart. Every teacher I had, everybody had a mailbox. So you would go and put your Valentine in everybody's mailbox. So you couldn't really see people couldn't see what you were giving who.
I don't remember. We didn't sign them?
I know. We signed them. We signed. And the thing is, I think that is one of the, there's two things we determine whether you are a person you know, that drives people either be successful in life or be lazy. And I think the two things in school that have the biggest impact, not, it's definitely not the math and the reading and the writing. It's dodgeball and Valentine's Day cards. Those are the two things that define success as a child. And you know, if I now that kind of, I don't think they do well, they do as much dodgeball these days. But all I know is if I could have gone back in time and started over, I would make sure my dad and my parents put that dodgeball in my hand so I could be proficient. Actually, I did okay on that. I was quick.
I did okay, too.
All right.
I have fast reflexes.
That's dodgeball talk. We're here talking about your mortgage. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. If you text us at that, we can tell you whether you can save money. Save money. That's what you all want to do.
Tell you how you can spend money.
You want to get the best mortgage you possibly can. You're going to have it for a long time. You're going to probably have it for longer than most marriages. 30-year mortgage. Imagine that. So hope you love your mortgage because you're going to have it for a long time. Oh, wait. That didn't sell the mortgages the way I wanted to sell them.
Do you do a little wedding ceremony when they come sign?
We should play the music as they walk in, you know?
Free ceremony with every
title
signing.
Yes, yes, yes. Make sure that you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We want to help you save money. We've been around for 20 years. We do a lot of loans. We've expanded our name, AspireLending.com. When you think mortgage, think AspireLending.com. That is the name that is utilized outside of the state of Texas. And so it is growing fast in Florida. We have, it's going to be interesting. We'll have over 1,000 people applying for a loan in Florida in the first month, in the first 6 weeks already. Already inquired about a home loan with TexasLending.com. So that's growing fast as we start expanding to the southeast with AspireLending.com. While TexasLending.com, we do business all over Texas. And we want to help you and your family and your friends save as much money as possible with a local company that focuses on mortgages, privately owned, and get you better rates than what the banks can offer you and better rates than what some of the larger servicers are offering right now. Make sure you give us a shot. It's going to be worth your while. 972-387-4600. Tress.
Kevin.
What is coming up in this wonderful world of winter this week for you?
A lot of fire in the fireplace. And
got that going.
Really looking forward to that.
You have a real fireplace or do you have a propane fireplace?
No, we have a real wood burning fireplace.
Yeah.
And we went and bought a lot of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually had a bunch of wood sitting outside because we chopped down a tree in our front yard a couple of years ago and we just chopped it up and put it in our little wood pile. And that was really grateful.
I did some major planning and went out and got gas while it was still 60 degrees. Thinking that if I did that, it'll last me through this wintry blast. I'm already halfway through that tank of gas. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't really want to have to go sit out there and put gas in my car in 10-degree weather, or 4-degree weather on Monday. But it's looking like that might be the case.
I, too, have to stop and get gas.
Oh, hey, I got a COVID vaccine yesterday.
Really?
How about that?
Hey, you hadn't had COVID yet, had you?
No. I got the first dose at the Indian clinic up in Ardmore.
Do you have to take two?
Mm-hmm.
You have to take two doses?
You have to go back in 3 weeks.
Yeah? Was it everything you hoped for?
The nurses were cute.
Well.
If that's what you hope for.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Drive through.
His name was Steve. Anyway, make sure you call.
They come out and give you a shot in the arm. That's pretty much it. And then you have to sit there for 15 minutes and do like.
See
if your arm falls off. Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
They said, "Well, you could have fever and, you know, it hurts." And I go, "This arm never hurts, baby."
People say, "Are you going to take the vaccine?" Once everyone else takes the vaccine, every single other person, you know, just like I might be the last person to wait at dinner before I get my plate, you know, I might be the last person. I'm going to watch. Wait about 20 years, see if everyone else survives, and then I might, I don't know. I've already had the COVID, though, so, you know, I don't know how long that immunity lasts. 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, who knows? We shall see. If everyone gets the vaccine, then I should be good, right, Tress?
Sounds good to me.
We are here talking about your home loan, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com. We want to help you all get your home loan now, saving money. Trust, do you have any questions for us?
We do. I've never even heard of this. Maybe you have. Can y'all explain a graduated payment mortgage for first-time home buyers?
We could.
Wow, I didn't know if those are around anymore.
But we are going to do that after we go to a break.
After we go to a break, you got three more minutes.
We're going to go to a break now.
Okay.
Because we want to have a longer lightning round. We always give ourselves 4 minutes in our lightning round. And I want to have 10 minutes in our lightning round. And so get your questions in now. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. We're going to go to a break early. And when we come back, we'll start answering your questions. If you want to buy a home, get cash out, get a refinance, text us now. Or go online and apply at texaslending.com. We will come back and answer your questions here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the texaslending.com mortgage show on the 10-year anniversary of Jerry Bowl, where we had a blizzard in 2011.
Right.
And that was 10 years ago last week, and so we're celebrating it this week with another blizzard. And we want to help you also save money, as we have lower rates now than we did 10 years ago, and we want to help you refinance that mortgage to a cash out, to a refinance, or buy a new home. All that can happen right here at the texaslending.com. Go online and apply or text us. Trust, we have 10 minutes to get to this. Before we went to break, there was a question about a graduated payment mortgage for first-time homebuyers.
Yep. What is it?
First of all, let's talk about graduated payment mortgage. If you wait long enough, I heard graduates might get free. They might get free student loans. So maybe you can throw your graduated payment mortgage in there. And
you get a house.
On the graduated payment mortgage, it's just simply something where your payments in the beginning of the mortgage are lower than they would be later in the mortgage. And so they gradually go up. There are several loans that already accomplish this. You have the 2-1 buy-down, which is a mortgage where you pay some money up front, which buys down your mortgage originally. So let's say right now that your mortgage rate was going to be on a 30-year FHA conservatively 2.25. We even see some FHA 30 years right now, 1.875 and 2%. But if let's say 2.25 conservatively, and a 2-1 buy down would basically start your rate 2% lower than the start rate. So if your start rate is 2.25, so I haven't seen a 2-1 buy down in a long time.
Me
everyone's
either.
Been because everyone's been getting qualified at 2%, 2.25. I haven't seen anyone do a 2-1 buy down in years. I used to do them when I was a loan officer. I used to help people with 2-1 buy downs, and typically if the rate was 2.25, you'd start at 0.25%, and then it would go up to 1.25%, and then it would go up to 2.25% and stay there. That's a 2-1 buy down. A graduated payment mortgage is almost like like you have these 5-year arms that can adjust every year, and a 5-year arm, that rate can go up, but it can also go down. But after 5 years, it goes to a fixed rate and it stays there. A graduated payment's kind of like that. The mortgage payments would go up, and then after a period of time, they would get fixed in. It's not really necessary. I think with the low rates that you have right now, you want to get fixed in now at these super low rates. With rates in the twos for many people with really good credit scores, most people are getting in the twos. Now, if you have a lower credit score and a lower loan amount and you're getting a cash out, you're maxing out the cash out, mm-hmm. you might be in the threes. But if you're getting if you got an investment property with minimum down, you might be in the threes. But if you're gonna get if you have a 700 score, you're gonna buy a house, you're gonna get FHA or conventional, you're probably gonna be in the twos. So, not real a big need to get a 2-1 buy down or a graduated payment mortgage. So that's my answer with that, and I'm gonna stick to it. And now we have to go on to our next question, Tress.
All right. Well, somebody texted in with a statement. Just did a refinance and took out cash out with y'all, and the experience was great and flawless. Called y'all up after listening to the show one morning. Shout out to the loan officer, Toon Win.
Toon Win.
Toon Win.
His name is Toon Win. If you ever want to win,
he was amazing.
You want to call a person that's the hero. To win. That's to win. Okay. And so he is he's happy. Mr. Wynn has been with us for over 15 years. He's been with us since about, 2005, maybe 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He has an idea what we're doing at the texaslending.com. He's seen it since we're indifferent.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't call ask for inappropriate Uncle Bubba, but that's okay.
Well, maybe some people have standards. Some people have standards.
Okay, some people have standards.
Some people. Clearly, your wife did.
He doesn't want loan officers. loan officers in low places like me, right?
Yeah. 972-387-4600. It's Valentine's Day, and we love you, Uncle Bubba. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes.
Heart sign with the hands. Okay, Tress.
Okay, so this is our earlier text messenger who is clarifying their previous text. So they say, this is more details from my earlier question. My income is $67,000 with a 788 middle score, $1,664 monthly debt, and I owe $40,000 in student loan debt, but it's in forbearance, so zero monthly due, and my spouse's income is $62,000, 656 middle score, $140,000 student loan debt in IDR status with zero monthly due. I have $30,000 for a down payment. Also, her monthly debt is $720.
First of all, let's all say a prayer for our friends who have $180,000 in student debt. And and hope that one day you can be free of that debt. So with the student debt, it's in forbearance and all these different things going on. We need to take a look and run this through the computer system. The computer system will say yay or nay. And so inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you see people with student debts all the time.
Yep.
And so if it's in forbearance, how is that coming out in terms of we type all your information in, the computer kicks out, it says yay or nay or maybe, or how is that student debt going to be looked at for a home?
If it's in forbearance, it's you have to remember that these are government loans, okay? So it just I haven't seen a student loan in forbearance that's gone through. So they want to see it on a payment plan, and then they want the payment plan counted in the debt ratio.
And that's also, it's going to be harder to get a government insured loan.
Yes.
FHA, VA, you know, it's going to be harder to get a government insured loan if you have government debt that's not being paid. On a conventional loan, like I said, call us. We'll run it through the system and see what it says. And maybe your understanding of what's going on with your student loans is different than our current understanding of it. Let's take a look at it for you. And you can call our office, one of the people on our home purchase team. These are seasoned veterans that can help you. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. They have significant income. Hopefully they can take chunks out of that debt and get it paid off. Hopefully that can happen for you. So, Trust, do we have any more questions?
Actually, we do.
We do.
Yeah, somebody texted in credit score 601, 91,000 to 103,000 depending in the year into your bonus.
Income.
$5,000 to $10,000 down payment.
Okay, credit score 601, 91 to 103 is their income. Let's go with the 91 because it says that depends on the year-end bonus. So
right.
If it changes, we want to go with the lower of the two incomes. So $5,000 to $10,000 down payment. So they're making $7,500 a month. And so if you're at $2,500 a month is 33% of $7,500 a month. And so if you're looking at that, this person could probably afford themselves a $330,000 mortgage. If you have $90,000 of income, and the thing is they have a 601 credit score.
Yep, got to get that score up.
Yep. You're going to want to get some credit score Viagra and get that score up. So we need to have that.
I can't believe you said that.
Yes. You're going to have to go.
Pfizer appreciates that.
You're going to have to go and go get that credit score higher if you want to get a good rate on your mortgage. Tress?
I'm rubbing off on him.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Inappropriate, you know, Kevin Miller.
Depends on who you hang out with. I guess that determines your character.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Okay. Yeah. Tress says we have to go because she has to go wash out her mouth with soap.
Or maybe take a shower.
You have to wash your ears out with soap.
Yeah.
We love being with you on the show. Even if you're driving around in ice, be careful out there. We already saw what happens in times of iciness. Some snow coming, some wind coming, some cold coming. Get your foodstuffs ready today.
Good time to get online. And
enjoy your weekend. We will all see you next week on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.